Right, I'm going into the Quiet Colleen Studios in Kong. No, I'm not. I thought there was music in there. I obviously got the idea wrong. Let's just have a quick look in the Sarsfield Hotel, Pat Cohen's bar, and see if there's anything going on in here in the way of music on a Sunday morning. Just opening the door. This is where The Quiet Man was filmed.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just looking for a few people. I don't know where they might have gone to. Oh, I'd say they must be gone somewhere else. Thanks. Bless this house with love and laughter. That's what it says on the wall. And as I leave this bar, there are photographs here. John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara enjoy a quiet cup of tea. Then they were married, Mr. and Mrs. Sean Thornton. That's John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And P. Curran's, licensed to sell intoxicating liquors and tobacco. There are photographs here. There are photographs from the film here. And now I still haven't found what I'm looking for. So I'm leaving there and I'm going, leaving Pat Cohen's bar. Cohen's or Cohen's, not sure which. It's a damp, windy day. And I'm going into the bar of Danhurst Hotel. See what's happening here. Oh, there's a great smell here. Hello, hello. Hello, good morning. Well, it says afternoon, you're right. Jeez, there's a great smell off that fire. Oh, that is. Oh, it is a lovely smell though. Now, I came here looking for people, but they're not here. So I better keep going.
They're not here.
They might come in. So they might be out in the woods, I don't know. I'll go. Have a good day. Anyway, you're in the right place. Right, so that was there. So where we go now? We'll go out here, and now I'm a bit lost for where I should go. I think I'll stop recording and look and have a think. Okay, resuming the experience. If I turn left here from the centre of the village of Kong and I go 11 kilometres, I get to a place called Ballinrobe. And if I have enough energy or petrol or desire and I go another 5 kilometres, I get to a place called Headford. Now, if I turn right, I get to the Quiet Man Museum and Gift Shop. I get to the Tourist Information Centre and I get to the public toilets. If I turn right, I get to Kong Abbey. And if I have the willingness to go against the wind, I get to Clonbur at 5 kilometres to the right. Now all the others have gone off to enjoy themselves in the woods playing with drones or looking at graveyards, but I'm standing outside the bookshop in Kong Village, and unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond our control, our renovations are ongoing. We hope to reopen the bookshop on Wednesday the 2nd of December. We apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. Now in the window, book you've always been looking for, is Liam O'Flaherty, The Peddler's Revenge and Other Stories. In the window is Uckridge by P.G. Wodehouse, Quick Service by P.G. Wodehouse, If I Were You by P.G. Wodehouse, Jeeves in the Offing by P.G. Wodehouse, and the one you've always been looking for, Rough Shooting in Ireland by Douglas Butler. Now, as if that wasn't enough, we've got a completely revised edition by Major Kenneth Dawson, West Country, of Modern Salmon and Sea Trout Fishing. So, what more could you want? Get yourself over to the bookshop in Conn, because in the other window you can find Mihal Ó Muircheartaigh. Mihal Ó Muircheartaigh from Dún Sian to Croke Park. He was a terrific commentator about GAA. And the one you wanted and the one you want to give to your aunt, your grand-aunt, or even to your daughter or son or grandson, Irish Pub Cookbook. Pull up a stool, sup a pint, and tuck into some delicious pub food. So there, they're all here. And Ghost Stories of an Antiquary by M.R. James. Now, what else have I got here? I've got the Mountain of the Women. The Mountain of the Women by Liam Clancy, Memoirs of an Irish Troubadour. So there we are, and I won't bother telling you, but that actually, here's a book. Here's a serious book. Wow. James Thurber, The Middle-Aged Man on the Flying Trapeze, a collection of short pieces, mainly humorous, but with a few kind of sad ones mixed in. James Thurber. That probably costs a fortune. That is not a common book. James Thurber, one of the greatest wits of the last century. And finally, Michael Wigan, The Salmon, the extraordinary story of the King of Fish. Okay, well, you know what they say about Enniskillen? You can take Enniskillen out of the water, but you can't take the water out of Enniskillen. Or else half the year Enniskillen is in the water, and half the year the water is in Enniskillen. Now I'm standing outside The Quiet Man, the house called The Quiet Man. It's in good nick. It's got a kind of a slightly off yellow. I'm not sure what I'd call that colour, but it's a kind of a yellow mixed with a little bit of, God, dare I say, green. Anyway, it looks very boring. The Quiet Man, it's simply got The Quiet Man in ancient lettering on the side. Don't know enough about. Across the way from it is The Quiet Colleen Studios, which is much more interesting. But walking up along the street here, I'm going back to the car to dump my bags, and then I'm going to go after the bastards who have gone off and enjoying themselves without me. I don't think any of them care where I am. Anyway, that's their life. Got my own to live. Anyway, there's an art gallery in Conn. It's shut. It's called Conn Art Gallery. It's got paintings in the window, and it seems to be part of Ryan's Hotel. There's a very interesting named restaurant here called the Fennel Seed Restaurant, and I really like fennel seeds. I especially like fennel seeds. So that's the Fennel Seed Restaurant. So, goodness knows what the food is like in there. But right next to that is the Garda Station. This lady is driving a big car. Right, the Garda Station in Conn, which is very, very well painted, beautiful looking place, I guess. Garda Síochána hotline on the wall outside, the badge of the Garda Síochána. The opening hours of Conn Garda Station from Monday to Saturday, 12 midday to 1 p.m. Hang on a second now, guys. The station is opened every single day of the week except Sunday for 1 hour. Right, there you are. Outside that time, you can call the Garda in Clamorris. And in case you need, that won't do you. If you have an emergency, you can dial 999 or 112. I didn't know anything about 112. And the opening hours for Ballinrobe Garda Station, which is what you badly need to know, is that weekdays it's between 10 and 11 a.m. and between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. and on Sundays between 12 midday and 1 p.m. So, geez, at that rate, about 15 guards could police the entire country. We just open Garda stations for an hour. Anyway, don't mind me. P. McHugh is on the left. Don't know what happens there. And Harry's Harry's Courts, ladies and gents. Hair. I could have my hair cut. Probably couldn't have it done on a Sunday. Matt O'Sullivan is the estate agents and auctioneers and valuers on the left-hand side. And the Quiet Man Cafe, which looks dreadful. It just is a modern bit of tat with a load of tarted up on the outside. But I'm not saying what they have to sell is tat. It's on what's called Main Street. Anyway, listen to that wind. Oh, yes. It would help now if I didn't lose my car keys. Losing the car keys isn't the greatest way of starting the journey back to Cork. Oh, right. Into the car. Close the door and relax. Right, now 11 minutes. Oh, look, you've had enough of me. I want to thank you very much for being here. It's one of these wonderful Irish days. You can fill in the rest. Where am I going to meet the others? What time is it? It's about 1 o'clock. It's 12:48. It's clearly a time to go to the pub. If I don't go to Ashford Castle now, I will never go. Therefore, the only thing to do is go to Ashford Castle. Right, that's it. Decisive. Cheerio for now. Thanks a million for being here. Thanks for your company. Bye-bye.